Two artists have collaborated on an immersive art and dance labyrinth in South Philadelphia. A muralist and a choreographer created a series of fantasy rooms, taking audiences inside the mind of an artist at work. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on Figmago.
Artist Meg Saligman has done some very prominent public work in Philadelphia, including the Common Threads mural at Broad and Spring Garden Streets, which features a teenager pulling on her braids, and the huge American flag near Spring Garden on Delaware Avenue. She wanted to open her studio in South Philly to public tours so people could see her process soup to nuts, from preliminary photography to the technical challenge of assembling a large-scale image.
I would be mortified if you came in my studio and got a normal studio tour, right? God forbid you were bored or it was as expected.
Saligman brought in Brian Sanders, whose dance troupe has been a staple of the annual Fringe Festival for 20 years. Together, they transformed a large studio on Bainbridge Street into a maze of small rooms and hallways. Guests can explore imaginative tableaus populated by dancers. What starts as a studio tour about the technical process of making murals turns into a deep dive into the sometimes messy internal process of imagination. And, like with Willy Wonka, the audience is expected to participate.
You know, the journey through the mind of an artist is a lot of work.
That is Brian Sanders, the choreographer, who came up with the name Figmago by combining figment, as in imagination, with imago, the final developmental stage of a butterfly. Figmago, the dance installation, will be performed every weekend through the end of September. Sanders hopes this format of collaborative, exploratory theater could be a prototype of a more permanent cultural attraction in Philadelphia.
The traditional venue, the traditional lines and rows of chairs in the audience, you know, has been challenged by these new experiences in game rooms and artist installations that, you know, you have to explore and climb on and experience.
Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.